A bill backed by Republican Senator Manny Diaz looks to quantify intellectual freedom and diversity of viewpoints at state universities.
Requires an objective, nonpartisan, statistically valid annual intellectual freedom and diversity assessment by each SUS institution.
That assessment, per the bill, will come in the form of a survey for review by the university system's Board of Governors. It's part of a broader higher education measure that also makes changes to performance funding metrics. Critics of the survey want it gone from the bill. Democratic Senator Lori Berman filed an amendment to do just that. It was struck down by the committee.
This process opens the opportunities for political manipulation and could have a chilling effect on intellectual and academic freedom.
Berman says previous work by the legislature nullifies any need for the move.
Last session, we passed legislation offering full campus access to the right of free speech on campus, and all viewpoints can be expressed freely and openly, and there is no need for this survey.
Marshall Ogletree is with the United Faculty of Florida, an organization that represents full-time faculty at state universities. He says members of his group stand opposed to the survey.
And our UFF Senate, which is our governing board, doesn't pass things too easily sometimes, but passed a motion in opposition to this proposed survey unanimously. About 120-0.
Like Berman, Ogletree says protections for free speech are already in place.
Suddenly, we pass this. We have a survey. So students are suddenly going to feel that they can express their viewpoint. They already have that ability to express their viewpoint. What will this do to help that?
But Republican Senator Dennis Baxley, a perennial conservative voice in the Senate, says he feels there is great need.
I get all these emails from students that are conservative, feel very pinched on campuses around this state and around this country. I challenge the whole process by which the department chairs self-select people who think like they do, and you're losing, you know, it's incestuous to where you have the same people that have all the same think, and you don't fit in if you don't think like they think.
The measure ultimately got the committee's green light with a unanimous vote. Another measure passed by the committee was Democratic Senator Janet Cruz's bill looking to place point-of-use filters for drinking water at all K-12 public schools. That's in response to reports of elevated lead in drinking water at aging facilities.
Members, we have safeguards in place to protect children from lead paint. We protect ourselves with filters on our own refrigerators, drinking water, and dispensers. Yet we've done nothing to keep them from drinking water out of tainted water fountains in our schools on a daily basis.
Under the measure, schools built before 1986 would have a barcode installed at each source of drinking water to ensure filters are placed and adequate maintenance is performed going forward. Tallahassee allergist Ron Saff, who spearheaded the effort to test for lead in Leon County, says the legislation is the only line of defense.
In Florida and across the nation, there are virtually no laws that require testing for lead in schools, thus the need for this bill to be passed.
Saff says lead exposure can lead to things like behavioral disorders and ADHD in developing brains. Democratic Senator Bill Monford supports the measure but has questions about cost.
I thoroughly agree with the concept here. My question, though, is the cost. Are we expecting the school district to absorb this cost?
Wayne Birch, government relations representative for Pasco County Schools, had similar questions. He says for an already cash-strapped district, there are concerns about cost.
We would have 34 schools that would fall under the bill, and our maintenance folks costed it out, and it was going to probably impact us at about $400,000 to the district. So while this sounds like a good idea, I think our issue really is, you know, what kind of appropriations would follow the legislation to help us fund it, because we're already, you know, scratching to, you know, keep monies together to, you know, for teacher increases.
Even with her measure passing the committee unanimously, Cruz says a price tag has not yet been determined.
The fiscal has not yet been assessed on this.
Meanwhile, two measures looking to help schools and colleges reeling from loss of enrollment after Hurricane Michael breezed by the committee with the stamp of approval. Republican Senator George Gaynor's bill seeks to waive out-of-state tuition for colleges in the impacted areas. He says that's in the interest of recruiting students.
We lost 18%.
The tuition waiver would last for 3 years, and students would have to do their coursework concurrently without taking a semester off to take advantage of the program. Senator Monford's bill similarly looks to help K-12 schools whose enrollment took a hit after the hurricane.
This bill would hold Bay, Calhoun, Franklin, Gadsden, Gulf, Holmes, Jackson, Liberty, and Washington counties harmless this year in changes for their student population.
Both Gaynor and Monford's measures also passed unanimously. I'm Ryan Daly.